AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. NATO and U.S. officials say the U.S. and Europe are on high alert amid fears of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. President Biden.
Yes, my sense this will happen within the next several days.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells the U.N. Security Council.
I am here today not to start a war, but to prevent one.
Former National Security Council Russia Director Fiona Hill says the standoff will continue for some time.
I think we're going to be in for the long haul of tensions around Ukraine. So, the basic message is buckle up because this is going to be very difficult.
Stocks tumbled amid the uncertainty. The Dow dropped 622 points and NASDAQ fell 407. S&P was off nearly 100. A funeral was held in Minneapolis for Amir Locke, shot by police. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Reverend Al Sharpton said Locke would still be alive if Minneapolis had banned no-knock warrants.
Amir was not guilty of anything but being young and black in America.
Locke was shot by a SWAT officer and wasn't named in the warrant. His mother, Karen Wells, says it took 10 hours of labor to bring her son into the world.
And on 2/2/22, those thugs that represent the Minneapolis Police Department executed my baby boy, beautiful baby boy, in less than 9 seconds. How dare you?
The mayor in Minneapolis has imposed a moratorium on no-knock warrants while the city re-examines its policy.
Sources say 19 Austin, Texas police officers have been indicted on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for their actions during 2020 protests following the killing of George Floyd. News of the indictments follow Austin city officials approving $10 million to two people injured by police in the protests. This is AP News. Unemployment applications were up slightly last week. Mike Hempen has more.
The Labor Department says jobless claims rose by 23,000 last week to 248,000. It was the second straight week of declines after rising for five straight weeks as the coronavirus's Omicron variant spread, disrupting businesses across the country. First-time applications for jobless aid are back down to fairly healthy pre-pandemic levels. Fewer than 1.6 million Americans were collecting unemployment benefits for the week that ended February 5th. That's down about 26,000 from the previous week. Mike Hemp in Washington.
More than 50 current and former California Highway Patrol members have been charged with padding their timesheets with some $266,000 in bogus overtime hours. Investigators say the scheme lasted from 2016 until mid-2018. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.